And now for a segment called Just Something I've Noticed, brought to you by our friends at Motel 6. Just something I've noticed. Bargain hunting is back. I mean, bargain hunting's always been around. We always love a great deal. But man, everywhere you look, people are bargain hunting. You know, there's so many great ways to find great deals. Hey, I have a great find in your bargain hunting journey. Book online at motel6.com. Use the code CPRedEye to get 15% off your stay at Motel 6 or Studio 6. With almost 1,500 locations across the country, there's almost always a Motel 6 or Studio 6 nearby, and truck parking is available at most locations. Enjoy a clean, comfortable room at a price that's a real bargain when you use the code CPRedEye. That's the letters CPRedEye, all one word, for 15% off your stay at Motel6.com. That is a bargain. That's just something I've noticed. Brought to you by Motel 6.
Now, it's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. From the Uniden America Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the world, we are Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara. Welcome and good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Here we are, April 15th, Tax Day.
Dun, dun, dun.
And just taking an opportunity. And I pulled all the polls together, the ones we were doing last week, the ones we had last week and to fit with this Pew Research poll here. And just want to go over it because it's just fascinating. A majority of Americans feel that corporations and wealthy people don't pay their fair share in taxes. All right?
Yeah.
Now, I actually found the entire breakdown. The feeling that some corporations don't pay their fair share, a lot, 61%, some, 22%. So you've got 83% of people that believe that corporations either they have the feeling that corporations don't pay their fair share, a lot, 61%, some, 22%. So 83% total have some resentment that corporations don't pay their fair share.
Yeah. Okay.
Only 15% do not. And the rest, I think it's 2%.
I don't know.
The feeling that some wealthy people don't pay their fair share. 60% a lot, 22% some. Yeah, that's 82%. So the reason that we find this fascinating is the poll that came out last week, and the Wall Street Journal editorial page had it. President Biden and Democratic tax raisers always say the rich don't pay their fair share. Maybe one reason this line works politically is because the majority of voters have no idea who really pays how much in taxes. They have no idea.
Right.
They're clueless.
Yeah, right.
So all this, no, I'm mad at corporations for not paying their fair share. They're corporations to begin. We'll take the corporations out of it. That's just stupid. I'm sorry. I was going to say we're a bunch of gumps, but Gump could figure this out.
I may not be a smart man, but I know what corporate taxes are. And who pays them. Like the corporate taxes on ice cream.
Lieutenant Dan. Invested in a fruit company, Apple. Remember that?
Yeah, right.
Or when he gives Bubba's mother the check.
Yeah.
Are you stupid or what? Stupid is a stupid does. So when you see here, Democrats are far more likely than the Republicans to feel this way among Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents. About three-quarters say they're bothered a lot by the feeling that some corporations and some wealthy, it's 77% across the board, there don't pay their fair share. Hmm. Now, corporations, we're just a nation of idiots.
Yeah.
We really are a nation of idiots when it comes to corporate taxes because it's, I'm sorry, but it's in my mind, thank you, sir, may I have another. Corporate taxes are a stealth tax on you, the consumer.
Corporations don't pay taxes.
They pass it on to you. Why? And as I said, the only reason I can think of is we live in a nation where the emotion of jealousy and envy is so great that people will actually say, just look at the imagery of a corporation and say, go after them.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we were talking earlier about, okay, if we did a breakdown on the receipts at the store and you lined out, okay, this is how much of your cost is in corporate taxes. Well, a few people would learn something and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is the tax we pay. Others would say, well, that's unfair for me to pay that tax. That should just be the corporation's burden to pay that tax, not mine. It would still come back at you because this ignorance has gone on for way too long.
Yeah.
It's in their mind. That's the way you're going to see it play out if that were to ever happen, which it's not.
And so it's just, it for us, it's just mind-boggling. Much smaller shares of Republicans and GOP leaners share the views. 46% of GOP, of Republicans, say this about corporations, that they want them to pay more, that they are frustrated that corporations don't pay more, and 43% of Republicans that the wealthy doesn't pay more. 65% support raising taxes on large corporations and businesses, and a smaller share, 61%, support raising taxes on households with annual incomes of over $400,000. Now, the thing about this is, because we hear the fair share all the time, what does the population think about who actually pays taxes? Well, that's what the Wall Street Journal did in the latest poll. The poll was asked, to the best of your knowledge, how much do you think the top 1% of taxpayers by income account for in terms of share of the total income taxes paid? 1%, 12%, 42%, or 64%? Now, understand these numbers are from 2020, but we actually updated it to 2021.
Right.
So it should be, if you updated 2021, how much do people pay in total federal, how much do you think the top 1% of taxpayers by income accounts for in terms of the share of the total income taxes paid? It would be 1%, 12%, 46%, or 64%. 46% is the correct answer, all right? That the top 1% pay, as of 2021, 46% of all income taxes. Less than a quarter of those surveyed guessed right. 22%, including more than a third of Democrats, think that the top 1% pay only 1% of income taxes. They have no clue. The top 1% pay 46 more times than over a third of Democrats think they pay in taxes, which is wildly off mark. 25% suggested it was 12% of revenue. So you have the vast majority of Americans who way underestimate what the rich actually pay.
Yep. Yet they all have an opinion.
And remember, 19% weren't sure. And so the rest were, 42 or 64%, but that was a small minority.
Right.
That was up, or 42, 40, 46 for the updated, or 64%. They have no idea. The survey sponsored by the Tax Foundation. Let me see here. Here we go. They asked another question here. What do you think would be a fair top tax rate on income? They asked this question. 0%, 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, or higher. 71% chose 30, 20, 10, or 0. Only 5% of respondents say they want a top tax rate of 40%. Only 8% opted higher. As a reminder, the current federal income tax that Americans pay today has a top marginal rate of 37%. So the vast majority of Americans did not want a 37% top income tax rate that we have now, yet the vast majority of the population and Democrats want the rich to pay more.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do?
And now for a segment called Just Something I've Noticed, brought to you by our friends at Motel 6. Just Something I've Noticed. We don't give enough credit to signs, and we really should. That sign over there tells you, great French fries. That sign over there tells you, this is your exit. And look at that legendary sign. It's the Motel 6 sign. It tells you, a great night's rest at a great price. Book online at motel6.com and use the code CPRedEye to get 15% off your stay at Motel 6 or Studio 6. With almost 1,500 locations across the country, there's almost always a Motel 6 or Studio 6 nearby. Look for the signs. And truck parking is available at most locations. Enjoy a clean, comfortable room at a great price when you use the code CPRedEye. That's the letters CPRedEye, all one word, for 15% off your stay at Motel6.com. That's a great deal. And that's Just Something I've Noticed, brought to you by Motel 6.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s. The breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Just over half of U.S. adults feel they personally pay more than what is fair. So, of course, my taxes are too high. Hey, all right, so when you and I complain about when the Republicans had their tax cut and
our taxes went up.
Right. That's one of my favorite lines, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I still love it. I use that line all the time. I'll tell somebody, I'll say, you know, when the Republicans cut taxes, remember that? Yeah. My taxes went up. You're kidding. No, because they took out certain business deductions that I had that I can't use anymore, which helped me make more money and encouraged me to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
But now it won't because I don't get the deduction off of it, which I think is, that's why I think it's horrible, because I think that if you're, the deduction that you get makes it so you generate more revenue and therefore pay more taxes overall because you're earning more, well, you know, that's one thing. But that's not what it is. I think it's a very regressive thing that they did there. But as I always state, if the Republicans lower taxes and my taxes go up, God help me if Democrats raise taxes.
Wait for it. It's going to happen.
Here we go. Let me see. Just over half of adults believe they personally pay more. 56% of Americans now say they pay more than their fair share in taxes. Now, that's amazing because the bottom 60% pays almost nothing.
Which is still too much.
Up from 49% in 2021. 34% say they pay roughly the right amount. 8% say they pay less than their fair share. Who are those 8%? Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say they pay more than their fair share. 63-50 versus 50, though the share of Democrats who feel this way has risen since 2021. Of course, Americans are frustrated by the complexity of the federal tax system. I find it easier now. Republicans did. I mean, the tax code keeps getting longer and longer, though.
Yeah, overall, yeah.
The public is divided in its views of the IRS. Let me see. In a separate spring 2023 Center survey, 51% of Americans say they have an unfavorable opinion of the government tax agency, while 42% had a favorable view of the IRS. Still, of the 16 federal agencies and departments we asked about, the IRS was among the least popular on the list. So there you go. You know what the lowest was, I think? Oh, mm. Okay, it was, they weren't the lowest, but they were pretty low.
Mm.
Well, yeah, they're pretty, the Federal Reserve was pretty low. Interesting, the Department of Education was pretty low.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From a pretty uneducated population of respondents? That irony, that irony right there is just pretty rich. I'm not a supporter of the Department of Education, so I guess we'd have to go, again, go back and qualify the respondents. And that's where it all should begin.
Now, this is typical. Americans, what's top on the list? What agency?
Mm. Yeah.
National Park Service.
Okay, yeah.
Only 7% unfavorable. U.S. Postal Service, 77% favorable, 20% unfavorable. Wow.
All right.
Social Security Administration, 61% favorable, 28% unfavorable. Hmm. CDC, 56% favorable, 38% unfavorable.
Hmm.
EPA, 55% favorable, 31% unfavorable.
Okay.
So there you go. The lowest on the, some of the lowest on the list, Department of Justice, 49% favorable, 41% unfavorable. CIA, 46% favorable, 33% unfavorable.
Hmm.
Department of Homeland Security, 51% favorable, 35% unfavorable. Do you think the majority of Americans understand the Department of Homeland Security is the head of the border? Think they even know that?
Again, it gets back to qualifying respondents.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd have to say there's a significant portion of them that don't.
They don't know.
Honestly, if I were a pollster, that would have to be the brunt of my business. Finding out how much people actually know. I'd go broke in the first 2 days. And on day three, I'd be so frustrated, I wouldn't care. It for us, it's always been about qualifying respondents.
Are we going to go back to requesting that anybody who vote has to take a test? I did that as an April Fool's joke a few years back.
Yeah. Just give us the three branches of government. Start with that.
Okay. Well. Depending on the year, you can have 60% of the people then not qualifying for any poll.
Exactly. But it would mean it would be impossible to take a poll.
866-98-RED-EYE.
This morning's USDA Farm Report is brought to you by Howe's Products. Tested, trusted, guaranteed since 1920.
Quiet. The word to describe activity within USDA's global cotton production outlook and supply and demand estimates. Yet World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski points to one newsworthy note.
The effect of China on the global S&D. This month, we raised China's cotton consumption forecast by 500,000 bales. That was more than offset by reductions in consumption by other countries. But still, China remains a major destination for global cotton supplies. Much of that cotton is going into their own stocks. China's ending stocks we raised this month by 800,000 bales. So basically what they're doing is replenishing their state reserves of cotton.
The domestic cotton balance sheet this month also reflected no activity, except in one area, a 1 cent reduction in the season-ending average price to 76 cents a pound due to a fading of a recent cotton price rally. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
This report brought to you by Cenex Fuels and Lubes.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Red Eye Radio, he's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara. They asked another question besides all the tax questions here on Tax Day. They asked the question, Pew Research, reducing the budget is a higher priority for the public than it was last year. The share of the public saying that reducing the budget deficit should be a top priority for the president and Congress this year has increased 12% since 2022. Now, that was from that was from 2022 to 2023. It might be greater now. 57% say that reducing the budget deficit should be a top priority compared to 45% in 2022. Both Republicans and Democrats are more likely now than in 2022 to say this is a top priority, but Republicans are still much more likely to prioritize this than Democrats are, 71% to 44%. So Republicans are 71% that we need to reduce the budget deficit.
We'd like to talk to the 29%, please.
Well, I do find that interesting that it's gone up 12 points overall. You know why? Why would it go up 12 points? Because that's in a tremendous amount in 1 year, from 2022 to 2023.
Yeah, in 1 year, yeah. Yeah.
Because they figured out it's tied to inflation. That's why.
Yeah, I hope that's the connect. I mean, there's no other reason that it would go up like that, because it has to impact people before they start to change their mind. So I would think.
Well, look at this. 2021 to 2023. Reducing the budget deficit was 54% of Republicans in 2021. 2 years later, 71%. That's huge.
Yeah. Wow.
Listening to Red Eye Radio from the Uniden America Studios.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carlin. I'm Gary McNamara. All right, just interestingly enough, because we were going over some of the tax stuff, and I Pew Research polling people on taxes, and it's about what you would expect. I'm paying too much in taxes. Somebody else should pay. That's what it gets down to. Well, let's who should pay? Well, you're not going to say somebody poor, so you're going to say the rich should pay more and corporations should pay more. Mm-hmm. I just find it amazing that Americans, I don't know, I'd love to ask, you know, have a focus group and say, you know, why should corporations be taxed? Well, because they're greedy. Okay, so you tax them, then they're going to pass that on to you, so you end up paying for their greed.
Right.
And I would expect an answer like I saw from the woman that was complaining about the kitchen appreciation fee that that one restaurant had, where she came out and said, why do we, the customer, have to pay for the cost of their raise?
Right.
They should get a living wage, and the company should pay for it. They shouldn't put it on the backs of the customer. And you shake your head saying, do they have any idea how business works? They think this is like a charity thing? Well, you give some and I'll give some? Like it's a GoFundMe?
Or that companies have another pile of money from another source.
Right.
That has nothing to do with me.
Corporate taxes are the worst, one of the worst taxes out there, because it's a stealth tax that primarily hits it hits the poor the hardest.
Yeah.
Without question. And it's a stealth tax. Government loves it. The Democrats think that the people that vote for them are the biggest idiots on the planet because we tap into their greed. Their greed and their jealousy and their envy. That they just want to tax anybody. And the people that vote for us are so stupid. This is what Democrats think. They're so stupid. And they are just, they're driven by their urges of jealousy and envy. That we can tell them, let's tax the evil corporations and it's a damn tax on them and they don't even know it. And it hurts them the most. Ah! And then they love us for it. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, you create the forever bad guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's any way, I honestly don't, with the populist who is deliberately ignorant, then there's no way to turn that around. You can present them with the facts and they'll come back at you with, yeah, but still. Yeah, but still.
But still. We need to reject that as an answer.
Yep. Well,
there are some things we have come up out strong against, Eric. We need to come out strong against that.
I'd love to, but that answer is winning elections.
Your answer cannot be, yeah, but still.
Yeah. But well, that mindset is helping the Democrats win elections still today.
So what you're saying is you understand that when the government taxes a corporation, mm-hmm. they simply pass it on to you,
yeah.
and you're the one that gets hurt, and you don't like it? No. But your response is, well, yeah, but still. What? No, you've convinced me. Yeah, but still. Well,
and you and I know this because we've heard that answer over and over again.
Yes, we have. That's why. But the public does know because I broke it down, the reducing the budget deficit. The majority of people over the last couple of years support, 57% support reducing the budget deficit, as long as you don't cut anything.
Well, that's it. I mean, now get into the weeds of, all right, we're going to actually start cutting. Whoa, 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 not in my neighborhood, you're not.
But when you see that it went from 54% of Republicans in 2021 to 63% of Republicans in 2022 to 71% of Republicans in 2023, who knows what it is now, but that's 17-point difference. You go to independents, 42% wanted to reduce the budget deficit in 2021, 45%. In 2022, and then boom, 57% now, went up 12 points in 1 year.
Yep.
But 15 overall. Then Democrats, only 29% of Democrats in 2021 that were polled wanted to reduce the budget deficit. Only 31% in 2022. By 2023, it went up 13 points. The biggest increase in the last year for reducing the budget deficit, the biggest increase, not the total, was Democrats.
Yeah.
And you know why? This would be my point. If the majority of people now understand that the budget deficit is due to inflation, they've realized that borrowing money makes the government borrowing money makes their lives worse. Because that's the only reason. No, but I've been covering the budget. Did anybody really know the difference between a deficit of $300 billion and $600 billion? Did it really change anybody's life? No, not really. What changes your life? Inflation. So they figured that out. Why can't they figure out the corporate tax rate? Increasing the corporate taxes is a tax on them and a stealth tax on them. And that the people that they vote in love it and believe they're a bunch of suckers for actually supporting a stealth tax on themselves.
Again, willfully ignorant. I choose to find a bad guy in the equation.
Got to have an oppressor, right?
Always.
And the argument again, if I say, yeah, but it's a stealth tax on you and you pay for it. So you're trying to find a boogeyman, but the boogeyman is the person putting the tax on you through corporations. The answer would be, back to my question, would be, yeah, but still.
Mm-hmm. You and I have heard it for decades.
It just, it doesn't seem like it's a strong argument.
Well, never has been. But it's one we've heard over and over again. Because you're married to this idea. And you have to have the bad guy. And when your good guy, in your mind, has always been big government, it's really hard to admit you were wrong all that time. You grew up thinking big government is good. Big government helps me. It protects me. Big corporation is bad. And that's where people live in their mind.
Okay, a couple of quick stories here. We make it into more detail. Major media, in the upcoming days, major media organizations urge Biden and Trump to debate. ABC News is among a unified grouping of five chief broadcasting cable news networks, along with major wire, print, and radio organizations that have penned an open letter asking presidential candidates to publicly commit to taking part in televised debates ahead of the general election. In addition to ABC News, the letter is signed by CBS News, CNN, NBC Universal News Group, and Fox News Media, along with the Associated Press, C-SPAN, News Nation, Univision, NPR. I'm just laughing because of the article last week. NPR, PBS, NewsHour, and USA Today. So they're all calling for debates. Now, is that to force Biden out? Because they know he can't do one.
Well, when's the last time we didn't have one presidential debate?
Well, I guess it would be prior to television.
That would be it.
Yeah.
This generation has never known it.
Yeah.
This generation of reporters has never known it.
That's true.
Why? How in the world are you not going to have a debate? Because if you're on the left, if you're an activist journalist on the left, you're thinking, oh, no, you shouldn't have a problem destroying Trump on stage, you know, with all the vigor and whatnot that Biden has. You know, the great economy, you know. Why else would you, if you're on the left, why else do you want Biden on that stage? You don't.
No.
Unless you're of the delusional mindset that everything's great. He's doing a great job. And that he could win a debate against Trump. I don't think we're going to see one. I could be wrong. Man, oh, yeah. Man, the moment they announce a debate. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I still don't see the campaign agreeing to it.
I wouldn't.
When you had the president not make a statement, not go before the media after Iran hit Israel.
Right.
At that point, and then Kirby was out there, and the president's basically just silent on it. They don't want him out there.
Well, I think they brought him back from his weekend away in lieu of him making a statement. That's my theory. Okay, he's not going to make a statement, but we'll bring it back. And, oh, he's too busy to talk. At least we brought him back. It makes him look busy.
He's in the Situation Room. Right. He doesn't have time to talk. Yep. He's on the phone. He's on the phone. He's doing this. Stop bothering the president.
Right. Sorry, he can't address the media. He's doing more important things right now.
Right. I had to put the anger in there.
And you can't say that if he's still sitting on the beach. You're also closer to the media if you're sitting on the beach. At least if you bring him back to the White House, you can close the doors and say he's busy.
No, you're right. Yeah.
That's a great point.
I think that's my theory.
Everybody would be screaming at him. Well, the optics would be terrible.
Oh, it would be horrible.
You know, out there riding the bike and not answering questions.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see where it all goes.
Yeah. I don't see a debate happening, but if they announce a debate, oh, man. Wow. If I'm in his campaign, if I'm at any level in his campaign, I'm thinking, I'm going to tell him, no, you don't put him on the stage. They already know this. We see it.
Yeah, you and I talked about the Wall Street Journal editorial that was saying, you know, basically Trump's a hypocrite because he wouldn't do it. Come on, stop it. We all know why Trump didn't do it. There's no reason for Trump to do it when he had a 45-point lead.
Right.
Politically, everybody in the Republican Party knows where everybody knows where Trump stands.
Right.
Everybody knows where DeSantis stands.
Yep.
I personally didn't need a debate.
No.
Now it would have been entertaining. Yes. You know, do I actually need a debate between Trump and Biden? No.
No. No, I don't.
No, but if you're talking about the politics of it, yes, because it's a very close race.
Yep.
And if you look at it politically and you favor Republicans winning, well, then you want Trump to debate as he is doing, and you definitely want Biden to debate.
Right.
And Eric's defer that Trump should defer all questions to him.
Yep.
When a question comes,
I yield my time to my opponent. Please let him finish.
Yeah, let him finish. Let him give an entire dissertation, would you please? We're giving you a half hour. I'm giving you all my time. You may now speak for 35 minutes, Joe.
Right.
Tell us some stories about your past.
Right.
Trump could lead that way.
Well, I mean, it would be so bad. There's so much risk in putting him on stage. He can't take his notes. He's going to be lost over and over again. He just is.
The only thing you have to be careful is the fact of, you know, what media does it, because, you know, I think the media, part of the reason media wants to do it is because we've seen it before. You ask Trump all the hard questions and Biden all the softball questions.
Yeah, you just keep going at Trump over and over. Yeah.
866-90-RED-EYE.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara. I just wonder how Republicans are going to respond this week. They've already, you know, since the Iran strike on Israel, they have responded. But I just think it's going to get louder throughout the week. One thing I did notice is the public seems to be figuring out how the administration has enabled Iran this whole time, and at the same time is, you know, giving money to Israel to support Israel. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, as we see the president trying to walk this line between supporting Israel and his pro-Hamas instincts.
Right.
And you're just like, wow. But I saw over the weekend, it's like, so we basically are enabling this entire conflict because we're giving money, or we're ensuring that money gets to both sides.
Right.
Here, which the average American has to look at and say, this is nuts.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.